At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, and David Diode of the FTD. Bill, when we had that conversation the other day about all worries come down to Syria, I've reflected on that ever since. Syria is not the problem. It's Turkey. Do you agree, Bill?
I would agree that Turkey is a major problem, absolutely. But you still have, you know, how Syria is divided. You still have jihadist factions operating there. The Islamic State hasn't been defeated. You have a former al-Qaeda branch running the government. You have, you know, as you mentioned, Turkey growing influence. But you wouldn't have had the current so-called government in Damascus without Turkish support. So, yeah, I would agree that Turkey has been a major problem with Syria, but you also, Iran has also been a massive problem there as well.
David, what I have is a report from your colleague Sinan Shidi, and the FT this morning makes a note that Israel is no longer sitting on its sovereign border. It's moving in, such as Bekaa. It's moving in, such as Gaza, clearing a zone a kilometer deep in Gaza and not leaving. And in Syria, Golan Heights, but looking at 50 kilometers past Golan Heights and putting in new roads and putting in trenches. And there's apparently a whole division in Syria. Now, this is the new policy out of Jerusalem. I mention all that because Turkey's moving into those airfields or intends to. Turkey's arming al-Shara. Turkey is being actively hostile towards Israel, rhetorically and factually. It denied overflight permission by an Israeli delegation flying to Baku to negotiate deconfliction with Turkey. What is your measure of the risk of the IDF in Syria? And are the Alawites a threat? Or is, as Bill mentions, ISIS a threat? HTS a threat? Or is it the Turkish military, a NATO power up against Israel?
Look, I think there are a lot of threats emanating from Syria or that are emerging in Syria. When we talk about Syria, I think we're talking about even assuming the best of intentions on the behalf of Ahmed al-Shara, his ability to consolidate control over his country. And that'll be critical to which direction Syria takes moving forward. If it, you know, again, this is assuming best of intentions, if it moves along a productive path or kind of a Libyaization of Syria occurs, where you have Syria kind of fragment into different statelets. That's not a foregone conclusion. And the fragmentation will pose threats to Israel because that'll allow the proliferation of different jihadist groups of the Sunni variety. It'll allow the reentry of Iran. As you noted, the Alawites, look, these were the erstwhile allies of the Iranians. They have an interest in, Iran has an interest in them creating problems for the new administration in Damascus, which is hostile to Iran. And they have an interest in bringing back some degree of outside support, either Russian, Iranian, because with Ahmed al-Shara's rise, the Alawites have lost their predominance in Syria. They perhaps feel threatened by the new administration in Damascus. So there is a confluence of interest here between Iran, Hezbollah, and the Alawites to maintain some kind of degree of fragmentation in Syria that they can then exploit to come back into Syria, reinvigorate Hezbollah, Lebanon, and that'll create new threats for the Israelis. As you noted, look, the Israelis, I think, now are looking at Turkey as a potential threat from their north. That, you know, they're worried that Turkish encroachment in Syria, either factually or through the new government in Damascus, will then have, you know, give Turkey a virtual border with Israel. And for years, this isn't recent, but if we're going back to, you know, late 2000s, early 2010, Turkey was already partly positioning itself as a hostile actor to Israel. During this war, Turkey has not been productive, to say the least, when it comes to Israel.
30 seconds, David.
They house Hamas, according to Israeli reports, Israeli intelligence. Turkey is also helping or allowing itself to be used as a conduit for Iran to send funds to Hezbollah in Lebanon. So this is the actor that we're dealing with. And this, you know, this is why the Israelis are concerned that the more Turkish encroachment into Syria, the more they'll be threatened.
David Ehud, Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.